By 1933, financial conditions for most Americans were looking pretty dire. Prices for crops like cotton were low, and farmers had a lot of livestock they just couldn't sell. Like millions of other rural Americans, Hamilton County residents were feeling the impact. To boost the economy, President Franklin D. Roosevelt introduced his New Deal in March 1933. This series of programs aimed to turn the economic tide by creating public works projects that would expand and modernize the nation's infrastructure. Hoping to boost the local economy and put its citizens back to work, organizations in Hamilton County applied for several of these relief projects. By the end of the 1930s, Hamilton County and the surrounding area saw several public work projects completed, and locals even began to discuss how to build a greater Hamilton. Hoping to provide opportunity to as many unemployed people as possible, each New Deal agency targeted a different demographic. The National Youth Administration employed young men ages 16 through 25, while the Civil Works Administration was a short-term project providing construction jobs during the winter of 1933. One of the most popular agencies, the Works Progress Administration, or WPA, employed over 8.5 million Americans, mostly men without formal educations, to build everything from public parks to schools. The WPA designed and constructed so many buildings, it developed its own architectural style. Called WPA Moderne, it is known for its modern and futuristic appearance, but lacks the ornate details of earlier architectural styles, like Art Deco. Along with WPA Moderne, you can expect to see a few other New Deal-era architectural styles in Hamilton County. The National Park Service, or NPS, rustic style is common among New Deal-era architecture. First introduced in the national parks, the style uses local materials to blend with the environment, trying not to detract from the natural beauty of its surroundings. Finally, the Colonial Revival style appeared in the late 19th century, around the time of the first United States Centennial in 1876, when many Americans expressed a renewed interest in the architecture of our founding fathers. This style uses elements commonly found in colonial-era houses, like symmetry and double-hung windows, but adds more decorative elements to the structures. This style most commonly appeared on federal buildings during the Great Depression.